It's going to be a great time. And guys, this is, you don't want to miss this one. It's going to be the first action we have, you know, around the HQ. And I'm looking forward to seeing you there. I'm looking forward to inviting you into, it's not just my home, it's the organization's home. And, you know, ensuring that the second action that we do in this organization is as good or even better than the first. Absolutely. So how you sign up for this is you send $30 to the Zelle earmarked. Let's see here. I'm just going to get this out real quick. Again, I don't know if the organization is going to be making any money off of this. So if you're thinking, oh, $30, why? It's, again, that's basically going towards food. And it might not even be enough, but I think we'll be good. So other than that, and actually we have at least one local female member who I think would be enthused about the idea of cooking for everyone one of these nights. So if any ladies are coming out there and they want to assist with that, more than welcome. It's not going to be required. I'm not going to force you. I'm going to confine you to the kitchen. But, you know, if you have cooking skills and you want to put them to use, I think that would be a great way to save money, right? Because you save money when you buy the ingredients yourself and do all the hard work yourself. But also, I think the food quite often is better than, you know, maybe just going out and getting takeout or something similar. So I want to see you at the DC Action. We'll come up, I promise we'll come up with a better name for it than the DC Action. But, you know, with IE, that totally separate organization that so far in the past, I don't even see how people could link to what we're doing now. But, you know, in IE, we did a lot of, you know, defend blank. And I like that. I like that idea. We're just not going to be doing that with the new organization because it's something separate. So we're going to be coming up with, you know, different names for each individual action. But again, weekend of the 28th and so forth. So another thing as well is if you haven't been vetted in person, I'm not sure if you'll be able to come. We can see about getting you vetted in person before then, but we just want to make sure that, you know, in the spirit of ensuring that every action, honestly, in the spirit of ensuring that what happened a month or two ago, basically a month ago at this point, doesn't happen again. So we want to make sure that everyone who gets an invite to any conference, any event, anything has been vetted in person. And that's going to be a new standard that is going to be held for pledges. They're going to have to get vetted in person before they get added to the regional and the national server. Now, for people who live in Alaska or something, we'll figure something out. But it's got to be something that we basically implement going forward. So other than that, let me see if there's anything in this list here. So let's talk about Mattermost. So Mattermost is our new national communications server. The way Mattermost works is you set up a server that you host yourself. So again, we are hosting all of this. We can't get kicked off of this. I guess theoretically, if our host or our domain or whatever, you know, the website services that we're paying for, if those remove us, then yeah, that's a bigger issue. That's a deeper issue. But with Mattermost, we're hosting it ourselves. The point is Mattermost isn't going to come in and kick us off. It's not like Discord. So basically, you have the server, which is basically all of our... It would be like if Discord is our server, right? Discord is our server, and then each server in Discord is a team. That's how it works. So the teams in Mattermost are what we would refer to in the past as servers. So we have one server set up, and then we have the national team, the coordinators team, the leadership team. We have chapter leaders. We don't have coordinators in name, and then the regional teams as well. So those are what we have. And if you haven't been invited by your coordinator, you should go to your coordinator and ask him to invite you. If you haven't been vetted in person, then you're going to have to get vetted in person before doing. Again, some people I know and have worked with quite a bit have been grandfathered in, but that's going to basically be at my discretion. And if you live like, you know, less than an hour from your coordinator and you say you can't, you know, sorry. We're going to be announcing a tertiary tier of membership sometime in the next month. It's going to happen sometime in April. We're basically, these are for people who want to support the cause, but don't want to, or rather can't, participate and go to things. So that tier of activism, that tier of, I don't know if we're going to call it membership quite yet. It might just be called being a supporter or subscriber. It's going to be maybe you pay $75 a year and you get a weekly newsletter just for subscribers and so forth. So the people that just can't come out to things, it might be better for them to just do that. When I say come out to things, I mean people who just, not people who have been to things in the past but can't go to things in the future, but people who sign up and they're like, I'm not going to anything in person. Those are the people for which, you know, it would be better for them to be supporters or subscribers. So just please keep that in mind. But anyways, once you get added to your regional team, then it's very easy. Once someone joins any team on our server, a small amount of people, including myself, have the ability to add them to any other team. It's very straightforward. And this is actually, you know, Mattermost is similar to Slack. It's the most similar to Slack out of, you know, it's more similar to Slack than it is to Discord or anything else. But it's actually a lot better than Slack. It was an immense, being told that I'm roboting. I will give it a second. All right, I think I'm gonna hop on my phone. I don't know if I'm still roboting. Let's see if Conway, why don't you tell me if I'm still roboting? Testing. Sounds good now. All right, thank you. And please message, you guys can message me on here or send me a text message if you have my number. If I start roboting, please send it right away. Switch to my phone if you need me. Basically, how Mattermost works is once you're in one of the teams, it's very easy to add you to other teams, and your DMs are the same across all the teams. That was something that drove me insane about Slack, is I had a different set of DMs with a lot of the same people, according to which Slack team I was looking at. So that was just totally insane. It was a nightmare, but the DM system works on Mattermost works similarly to that of Discord, where if you're on Mattermost, if you're on our server, same DMs with the same people. So here's... You will be receiving your invite for Mattermost via email. Don't click the URL, click the join now. Then you'll be prompted to create an account, create a username and a password, and obviously write that down, and you'll go from there. I've been told that using the URL I don't have it on hand, but basically you have the URL for our, actually I do have it on hand. Give me a sec. It's going to take too long, but basically click the join now and that is what will work. As far as the app goes, it's not Mattermost most classic. It's just Mattermost. And again, yeah, you're going to have to be vetted in person unless you're granted an exception if you want to be added to the national server. So if you haven't been vetted in person, now's a great time to contact your coordinator. If you don't have a coordinator in your chapter, a chapter leader. If you don't have a chapter leader for whatever reason, we're working on addressing some of these gaps in leadership, in local leadership, then I want you to go ahead and send me an email at pmkc@89@gmail.com, and you can find that in the announcement up here. And I'm going to look into adding people who don't have, you know, the coordinators, their chapter leaders to handle it. But again, it's you know, it's going to be hard if no one's met you, if you've never been vetted, you've never came out to anything. I'm not going to turn you away, but we're going to have to sort something else out. And I want to thank you guys for the patience while we get all of this stuff set up. We could have just set up another Discord server. We could have just set up another Slack server. Actually, you know what? We did set up a few Slack servers after we were kicked off, and they kicked us off right away. So we couldn't have done that. Could fly under the radar on Discord until, you know, someone else ratted us out or something. But obviously, we're just kind of building infrastructure at that point on a faulty foundation. And we can't do that. So given that Mattermost is something that we're setting up, that our CTO is doing phenomenal work, customizing, and he's doing a lot of the coding and all of that good stuff, then it's taking a little more work. But we're already adding people in. We've got a good amount of people in there. We're going to, I think by the end of next week, we should have most people on there, if not sooner. I apologize for giving you guys a 48-hour figure. I was a bit optimistic, but we are hard at work getting you guys in, and it will be done as soon as possible. But anyways, I'm pretty pleased with it. Now, regarding the voice functionality, that is something that we're going to work towards in the future too. I don't know of anything that I mean, our CTO has told me that there is, he's confident that he'll be able to set up something suitable in terms of voice functionality for hundreds of people, right? Because, I mean, you have Skype, you have use conference call software, you have, Zoom and all of this stuff, but we need something where hundreds of people can join and participate in voice, right? And as for now, in Discord, this works fairly easily. So I think we're going to do this for this foreseeable future until we have something else sorted out. I'd like to remind you guys that Discord is not doxing people. We were the people who are out there saying Discord doxed us. I guess the argument is that Discord also released our Slack Slack servers, right? Obviously, that's not the case. People like Matt Heimbach, who have a trouble figuring things out, are still grappling with this very simple fact. But the fact of the matter is that we'll be using this for the time being. Not this server. I'm going to delete this server right away, and you will receive an invite 15 minutes before the next weekly address as well. So just keep that in mind. I'm going to be taking questions in a few minutes here from the general. If you're in the national Mattermost server, please tag me in your question in general. Don't do it just yet. Wait till I ask. So real quick, yeah, thank you, Gimlet, for this. So if you receive an invite link, again, you want to click join now, but when you're putting in the URL for the server to join, it's always just going to be HTTPS, colon, / Columbia.AmericanIdentityMovement.com. You'll have the link, so don't worry about trying to like memorize it or anything. But the point is that there's going to be, if you get invited to a regional server, sorry, regional team, there's going to be a / something at the end. Take the / something off and just use this. I'll post it. And here before I forget, because that was an issue that people had too. But I think the biggest issue is people were clicking the URL and not the join now. Click join now. It's a nice big blue button. And I understand the confusion. I think I actually was confused a bit too setting this up. So I don't think you're an idiot. You're absolutely not. Jumping around between all of these different communication platforms can be a bit daunting, and each one has its own learning curve, but I think that we are, I like what I'm seeing from Mattermost, so thank you. Also, just kind of a small funny thing, until we fix this, there isn't an ability to have a channel on Mattermost that is read-only. So announcements on any server is going to be read-only unless you're a coordinator, and even on the national server, I prefer coordinators, I'll refrain from posting anything unless they ask. But on the national server, the channel that says read, any channel that says read only is obviously read only. But there was a character limit. I was one character short of writing announcements read only. So just keep that in mind. You guys can post in there. It's possible, but we're going to be a little upset with you. So please just honor that. I'd like to remind you guys too, on any server going forward, any identifiable personal information, we are going to treat that as an offense. You are committing an offense against the cause, against the organization, and against yourself, right? But that's kind of, I guess that's kind of your life to do what you want with, but guess what? No, it isn't. We're going to be more paternalistic going forward so that these things don't happen. That's why I put in the handbook for the old organization, guidelines. the guidelines, one of the guidelines was take your OPSEC seriously. Take other people's OPSEC seriously. Go forward. So one of the main things is don't talk about details about your life, where you went to school, what you do for work, what city you live in exactly. Don't talk about, you know, what your girlfriend does for a living, right? We're going to have a way to, you know, sometime within the next month, basically, we're going to have it built into our Mattermost, all of our Mattermost teams, that messages delete after a few days. And after we have that, then we don't have to worry too much about, people. They'd have to be very attentive to come in and screenshot everything, like, basically in real time. But nevertheless, we just don't give them anything, right? Don't treat this almost like a public space, right? You know, if you were on Twitter under a pseudonymous account, would you be saying, oh, my wife went to this college and she does this for... No, don't say that. Don't say what country she's from, right? If your wife's from Estonia, how many people in your city have married women from Estonia, right? These are just any personally identifiable information is best discussed. You know, you can... This is what the local chapter's for, right? When you meet people in person, that's when you can talk about these things. Or shoot DMs, whatever. And ultimately, at the end of the day, some of it is up to you, but it's going to be up to us to ensure that personal information isn't posted, right? Because our main, the two things that we can do to prevent, to just ensure that, you know, the chaos that happened a few weeks ago and is kind of still ongoing doesn't happen again are, number one, reduce the risk of an infiltration. We've taken a number of steps to ensure that it's harder to get in, right? It's going to be harder to gain access to the regional and the national servers. But beyond that, a lot of it is ensuring that even if someone does get in, the damage won't be done. You minimize the damage done, basically. So that concludes everything that I wanted to say. So you can send me a message here on Discord and I will answer it. You can also send me a... Why don't we just do that? Send me a message here on Discord so I'm not looking between Discord and Mattermost and so forth. But while you guys are typing out your questions, I want to let you guys know that despite everything that we have faced, I think we've emerged from all of this stronger. We're stronger than we were before. Most of us have been put through the gauntlet, right? I tell you that leadership was absolutely put through the gauntlet, right? Launching this new organization, you know, trying to host this conference as the location's getting dropped and people are getting doxxed and, people are scared of that they could get doxxed, right? That was probably the most trying week of my life. In fact, I absolutely think it was in terms of external challenges. The fact that we made it through that, and we still have an organization, and we pulled off a great conference and a great action, is a testament to the quality of people that we have in this organization. Now, it's not saying we're better than people outside of the organization. No, we're just really good people. We have a lot. We have a lot of potential as an organization, and that's great. And I'm very honored to be able to do this professionally, to do this as a living, to fight for our people, for our cause, alongside all of you. I want you to know that. So, I understand some people got scared off. I think we'll be able to get them back. I don't think most people were, particularly. I don't think most active people were scared off. I want you to remember that if you keep your personal information off of the internet, off of the servers, you don't have, you know, some place where someone can just find out where you work, right? Then you can we can absolutely participate in this struggle, in this battle for our people, while still holding, you know, having families, having lives, and so forth. Now, if any of you are out there saying, you know, you want to be public, you think people should be public about this stuff, don't do that unless you have a long-term economic plan. You're independently wealthy, you have a business that no one can touch, and there are fewer people under these circumstances than you might think, then come to me and make it a controlled thing. But you should either be fully public or fully private. Now, fully private doesn't mean you don't do activism. It means like your personal info, again, is offline. So just keep that in mind, guys. We have to figure out a way for people to fight back against the injustices that are being perpetrated upon us, while again, still having lives. Now, if people do get doxxed, life goes on. There's a lot of variation in doxes. Some people undergo no consequences. Other people undergo quite a bit. But you know what? You always bounce back. Don't starve to death, right? You don't hear of people with PhDs, just dying in a ditch because they can't get a job after getting doxxed. But, you know, it can be quite trying sometimes. So anyways, I'll go to questions. Menace of the Red. isn't a question, but can you send me the Zelle link I should send dues to? There are lots of emails and it's confusing. Thank you. If you check announcements, you should be able to see it in there. But it is treasury@americanidentitymovement.com. Flying Dutchman. Given the leftist infatuation with Aiden, it's only fitting he becomes AIM's mascot. Yeah, Aiden is Flying Dutchman's dog. Flying Dutchman was doxed recently. Doesn't seem too worried about it. I hope that I think that's probably a good sign. But yeah, his German Shepherd was featured in the doc. So yes, I think that Aiden can now officially be AIM's mascot. Sonic, can you tell us which DC airport would be the closest to the HQ? Looking into flights now. So either Reagan or Dulles. But if you fly into BWI, it's not going to be... I mean, Reagan or Dulles, but if you fly into BWI, it's not the end of the world. Evolutionary Koala. If you're going to have a Wikipedia force, why not employ them on an entire agenda? The change Wikipedia pages regarding history, culture, philosophy. That is a great idea, but we have to start small, and that's ensuring that our operation isn't referred to as neo-Nazi. Neo-Nazi is even worse than white nationalists, right? We don't get called neo-Nazis that often. On Wikipedia, we do. So start small, and I hope Evolutionary Koala is part of our Wikipedia team. If not, definitely get with Sam. That is Sam in New Jersey. He is our New Jersey coordinator. If you're not on Mattermost, then getting on Mattermost is step one, because that's where we're coordinating. Our patrons have not been added to the patrons team, the patrons lounge team on Mattermost. Please get in contact with Argument of Perigee. We want to get you all set up there. We already have quite a few of you, but I want to make sure that all of our esteemed patrons have made it. Also, yeah, here's something else here. Yes, so for those of you who wanted to stay at a cabin in a cabin at Imran that, you know, Flying Dutchman was setting up. Let me edit that real quick. Then please message him at his Proton mail. That is available in announcements. But I think we're going to set up a server for that as well. But the server is only going to be for people who have registered for AMRAD, not people who are like, oh, I think I might want to go, so I'm going to join the server. So if you're serious about going, if you bought your ticket and you're good to go, you just need lodging, then please get in touch. All right, guys, any more questions? I'm not seeing any. If you have them, please shoot me a message. One piece of OPSEC advice I want to keep in mind, I want you guys to keep in mind, is that using the same alias across different platforms is not the best idea. Now, within all of our platforms, you need to use the same thing. I don't want to see people using different names, and it's been really confusing. If you want to change your pseudonym from the Wikipedia sorry, from the recent, you know, the IE docs, the IE leaks, then yeah, I think that's probably wise. But, you know, don't use your Xbox Live gamer tag as your pseudonym here. Don't use a handle you used on a forum, you know, a decade ago on here. You don't want to have the same alias across different things. If people Google your alias or they Google your name on Mattermost, nickname you use, some they shouldn't be able to find stuff that from, you know, previous chapters of your life. Attrition and exile. What should we say to our friends, potential recruits that have been shaken by the recent doxes and media coverage? Well, you can tell them that this easy way to not get doxed is by not posting information about yourself on the internet. I'm not being, you know, I'm not blaming anyone here. Obviously, we have to do everything that we can. But, I mean, look at the guys who didn't get doxed. Look at all of the people. The overwhelming majority of people who used our Discord server didn't get doxed. We had told people not to post personal information. I don't think we were as explicit as we should have been. We didn't crack down hard enough on it as we should have. And so I'm not blaming anyone. In fact, I've blamed, you know, I've been looking at everything that I can do to ensure that this doesn't happen again. But if you're talking to people who are spooked, just say, look, join under an alias. Don't offer information about yourself. You know, that's the easiest way to avoid that. So. Yeah, just talk about how it's a relatively small fraction, and people, you know, that there are ways to participate in this where you don't get doxed. Like this man just sent me a message. He's absolutely right. Ultimately, however, men can't be afraid to act upon their convictions. Absolutely. Absolutely. We understand that there are risks that we take. And I would ask people who support what we do but aren't comfortable with getting involved to give us a recurring monthly donation or to give us a few $1,000s once a year. Because the people who sit on the sidelines and they say, oh, I'd love to do something, but I'm scared. And they don't even just send us cash, which is like, you know, virtually untraceable. Those I don't have a lot of respect for people like that, right? If you're going to say you support this cause, you better be giving money to VDare, Amran, us. I mean, even, I don't know. I was going to say the Proud Boys, but I don't know about that. But, you know, if you support, you know, the identitarian cause, then you need to be supporting identitarians somehow. For a lot of people, that's just going to be financial. That's fine. But for a lot of people, like Flying Dutchman, for example, that's financial, moral, intellectual, showing up, right? So there are a lot of people in the organization who are doing it all, and we couldn't do this without them. Guys, any last questions? So Celtic has just DM'd me, and Celtic is not Celtic Flame. So those of you looking for your long-lost friend, Celtic Flame, you'll have to keep searching, but you know where you can find her? You can find her on Mattermost. Celtic Flame has made it to the promised land, so if you're looking to get back in touch, then that's how you can do it. Because I would recommend getting your email or exchanging emails or phone numbers with people you're close to in your chapter, with your chapter leader in particular. So in case anything like this happens again, and again, I don't predict that, that we were able to, you know, coordinate and so forth. Well, I'm not seeing any questions, so we're going to wrap up here. It's only been an hour, but we covered quite a bit of ground. Usually the questions take longer anyways, but I'm going to please, you know, maybe copy paste or you know, write down what you need from the announcements, because I'm going to delete this server in a few minutes. I will give you guys time, though. But thank you. Thank you for all of your support. Thank you for everything. I certainly couldn't do this alone, and knowing that I have such a great team, you know, in terms of the interviewers, the moderators, people on the wiki team, activists, members, and so forth. It really gives me confidence that we're going to be able to take this organization, build it up into something that is big, that's powerful, hegemonic, and something that is ultimately able to affect great change for the good of our people. So with that, I will leave you. Thank you. Have a good night. Please consider donating to one or two, one or both of the fundraising campaigns, and to sign up for the DC Action the weekend of April 28th. I hope to see you there. Thank you.